USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities have not suggested a motive in the killings yet, but a Colorado family reportedly struggled with very serious debt before Shannon Watts, who was pregnant, and her two young daughters were found killed a few days ago. The pregnant mother and children vanishing last Monday from their suburban Denver home. The bodies found Thursday at the site of the petroleum company where the husband, Chris Watts, once worked. The 33-year-old man now arrested in connection with their deaths, but he has not yet been formally charged. He is due in court on Tuesday. Plans for Aretha Franklin's funeral have been released. Here's USA's Robin Walensky.
It will be held August 31st in Detroit for family and friends only, but there will be a public viewing for 2 days on the 28th and 29th at the Museum of African American History in Detroit.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump has been working to sabotage our health system.
That's the gist of the message from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who delivers this week's Democratic weekly address.
The Trump administration has even gone to court to support a lawsuit that would take away guaranteed health protections and raise costs for Americans with pre-existing conditions.
The White House is proposing less costly health insurance plans that don't have to comply with the Affordable Care Act, but do in fact offer fewer benefits. President Trump says he supports his White House counsel's full cooperation with the Russia investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. That after the New York Times reported yesterday that Don McGahn decided to cooperate with Mueller purposely to protect himself, saying he's reportedly met with Mueller's team 3 times, giving over 30 hours of testimony. Trump tweets they have been very open with Mueller's team. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Without having reached a verdict, the jury's had the weekend off in the Paul Manafort financial fraud trial. USA Radio's Wendy King recaps things to date.
In a revelation that stunned the courtroom, Judge T.S. Ellis said he has received threats while he's presided over the case and that he's now being protected by U.S. Marshals. When news organizations asked him to make jurors' names part of the public record, he declined for their safety. President Trump weighed in on his one-time campaign chairman's case.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country.
Manafort is charged with 18 felony counts here and tax evasion in a separate case. He has steadfastly refused to cooperate with the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. I'm Wendy King.
Netflix isn't adding commercials, but it is testing out video promotions between episodes and movies. Many users were upset recently and reported seeing an increase in commercials that they weren't able to skip, but the streaming company is setting the record straight now. The video promotions seen between movies and episodes can be skipped, and in a statement, Netflix says they're just testing to see if showing recommendations between episodes helps members discover other content they might be interested in.